this evening. A tough 13-point loss to a good Van Buren team. But, Coach Obley, you kind of see how Maryville, the ebbs and flows of a game. It's a Van Buren team that likes to run. A lot closer, I feel like, than what that final score indicated. What do you take away from a game like this?
Yeah, just an opportunity to play a great team from Arkansas and learn and grow from it. You know, we want to get better every single possession that we're in, and Van Buren tonight gave us the opportunity to do that against a good opponent. So proud of the way the girls battled each quarter.
When you look at it, you want to find a way to come out and punch back whenever a team comes out and makes a run. You got that. You see Rice and Steens knocked down three threes right in a row. Jaylee got the fast break points, and all of a sudden that game becomes 6 points right in a hurry after it was 13 or 14. What do you see on the team? The resiliency from this group night in, night out.
Yeah, resiliency is huge. You know, there's, like you said, basketball is a game of ebbs and flows, and so we have to be able to stay in the moment. And I was really proud of the way that the girls responded and shared the ball, and everybody stepped up. You know, Ryson with those big threes, but then also defensively. Briley Acklin got in there and got a couple steals out of our press, and so the way that everybody contributed tonight was really important for us.
So we've seen this team play some different defenses throughout. We've seen some man-to-man, we see some zone. It feels like in the half court, this is a pretty tough team to score on. Is that something you really hang your hat on?
Yeah, it's how the girls want to play. You know, they want to press for the entire four quarters of the game. And really excited about how defensively tonight we played in two different zones, man-to-man, trapped different places. And the way that the girls were able to dictate tempo in that way was really important for us.
When you think about coming here, 12 courts of Christmas, Hy-Vee Arena, it's a cool venue, it's a big place. You're taking on a really good team from Arkansas. When you book this, are you thinking, all right, we're going to get a team like that, or what are you kind of anticipating from it?
Yeah, just a special opportunity to come down and, you know, play downtown Kansas City at a great facility. They do such a good job here with their hosting, and what we want to do is we want to play against great teams in a great place, and that gives us this.
After this, of course, Lawson's coming up. You're going to head up to Crete for some ball games. We've got Auburn coming up, and then diving into conference play. What growth do you want to see the next couple weeks from this team?
You know, just how to close out the games. We've been really close, and we're battling every possession. So now what we have to do is we have to take that, and we have to get some wins. And so we're seeing that growth every day. The girls are stepping up, and so now we turn that into the win column.
Head to Lawson. It's always a good place to play. They always have a good program, but also the Hoops for Hope and the chance to kind of mix in. It's girls basketball. It's all teams coached by women, raising money for breast cancer awareness and taking on Lisa Glenn. Yourself will be a breast cancer survivor. What does this opportunity mean for you?
Just another special opportunity. So with Coach Glenn inviting us to go down there, and like you said, all women coaches that night, breast cancer awareness. And so, you know, basketball is one of our favorite things, but a lot of times it's bigger than basketball. And tomorrow night is going to be that, because we get to, you know, honor those cancer survivors, see women in leadership roles, and then at the end of the day, go out and play the sport we love.
You know, there is so much. You want to come away with a win. Obviously, there's a lot going into it, too. But is this something you kind of allow your players to step back and see people that have been in some adverse conditions and rise above?
Yeah, we talk every day about fighting possession after possession. And, you know, one day when the basketball stops bouncing, we're going to have to do that then in the real life. And so it's a great opportunity, again, just to, you know, honor those breast cancer awareness, and then also continue to get better on our basketball court.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.